from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey, my boy, boss man, D-Lo. Bad in school, now I'm trying to dodge the sentence. That's my song right there. That song of the summer right there. Well, not Like Us is the song of the summer, but that's one of the other joints right there as well. Here on D-Lo and KC, ESPN 1320, not 102.5 KSFM, as I was just talking about music. We talking all things DeMar DeRozan. There's another question I wanted to ask you about the Kings. Let me get to my guy Ramsey right now. But remember, I got something I want to ask you about the Kings. But Ramsey, what up, my guy? How you doing, big dog?
I'm good. I just wanted to talk about another Sacramento team and something they have that's important that's going on in about 5 hours.
Yeah, man. The
U.S. Open Cup against the Seattle Sounders tonight, 8 o'clock, Hartwell Park.
That's right.
Hopefully they can find a way to survive in advance. That's all they need to do.
So you would know, Ramsey, how is Seattle? Are they good?
They're a mid-level team this season. In years past, they've won the MLS Cup before. They have talent, especially on their front line with Jordan Morris, who used to go to Stanford. And I believe they still got the dude Raul Ruiz Diaz that plays alongside him. And they had another dude named Christian Roldan. That was their main three attack people, and their goalie Stefan Fry has always been stealth and stellar for them throughout the years moving forward and doing better, winning championships.
Is Dempsey still there? What's his name? Jack Dempsey? Is Dempsey still there?
Yeah, Clint Dempsey retired years ago. Oh. He's like everybody else. He's analyzing the debacle that is U.S. men's soccer.
Shout out Jack Dempsey too.
What was it? Clint Dempsey? That was the name.
I figured he still wasn't there,
but that's the only Seattle Sounder I knew, man. So, hey, man, Republic tonight, Heart Health Park. It's time to smash them boys. Seattle don't know. They don't know what they're getting into. They coming out here into the city, and Seattle, you know, they ain't going to be used to this heat, man. They ain't going to be used to this heat. They ain't going to be up there. It's all, you know, 65, you know, a hot day out there is 78 or whatever. They ain't used to this heat. We're going to take these boys into the deep waters. We're going to take them into the deep waters. My boys, the Republic, they're going to do work. And I think Connor said if they win this one, they should be getting another home game. So, yeah, let's do work, baby. Let's do work.
Let's get this dub, yeah.
That would be the second MLS team that they beat in this, or the third. Might be the second, I don't know. In this year's U.S. Open Cup. And they're making a habit of this thing, man. It's almost as if they should probably be in the MLS.
You know my thing, dude. Whatever it takes to get Messi to Cal Expo.
Oh, man. Messi at
Cal. Let's schedule a friendly. Hey. All right, your people call our people. We'll get a friendly at Cal Expo. We'll do it all. Do a whole thing.
How many years do you think Messi got in the MLS? Two?
Like as far as like tearing it up or just till he retires?
Like playing. I don't feel like he's going to play that.
He'll probably play two more years, I think.
Damn, we got to hurry up.
Yeah.
We got
to
hurry up.
Get Messi to Cal Expo.
That would be crazy if Messi came to Cal Expo Heart Health Park.
That'd be
what
like
if a, he came while the fair was going on.
That'd be a problem. It'd be a hazard. I'll get some bit hazard. Yeah, people climbing the back of the bleachers to try and watch the game and all that.
That would be crazy. Anybody know? I'm not asking. Maybe Jesse does know, but you don't have to know right now. Who is the biggest Sarka star to come to Sacramento play a game? I don't know. If you know, call in, get in the chat, whatever the case may be. Who is the biggest soccer star? Did Pele play here? I feel like I saw that one time. That way back when he played here. I don't know. I don't know, though. But who is the biggest soccer star to play in Sacramento? While we think about that, I did have a question I wanted to ask you. We didn't talk about it, but Devin Carter, surgery on the shoulder, out for 6 to 8 months. I'll ask you, do you feel differently about the draft pick with that happening?
I don't know. Like, if they're winning games to start the season, I guess it's no harm, no foul, but I don't know. It just depends on what their plan is for him. Like, did they know ahead of time that he was going to miss time if he does? Mm. Like, I guess it kind of just depends on that. Because if you drafted a guy, like, you're like, oh, he's got shoulder issues or whatever. Wait, he's got to get surgery now? Like, that's a problem. But if you kind of had a plan going into it, I guess it's fine. But, I mean, yeah. I don't know. I figured you probably could have drafted someone who contributed right away. But I don't know. It just depends on what their plan is, I guess.
From what I have been told and what I understand, it wasn't a secret that he had a shoulder issue. Whether or not he had to get surgery or not, I don't know if the Kings or other teams knew that. But by the time he got to NBA workouts and draft workouts and things of that nature, these teams knew he had a shoulder situation. And I got to believe Monty knew, at the very least, there was a possibility he could be getting some surgery on it and he might be down for some time, might not be ready for opening night. It doesn't bother me too much. I don't think
I don't have an issue if there was, like, if you knew it.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. Cause I want to say I don't have a issue either way, but you know, it would be a little bit of a downer if you didn't know and all of a sudden he's got to get operated on. But if you knew, I can understand it because you knew Malik was coming back at that point. You probably felt like you were doing something in the trade market to bring talent here and to get better. So I don't want to say, like, you didn't need Devin Carter this year. I don't want to say that because I think he could have helped. But, I mean, playing time might have been a little scarce this year.
Well, if you look at it, like, if the Kings somehow start the season off poorly or whatever and something's going on, it's like, we're not going to – oh, yeah, if Devin Carter was here.
Right.
Like, it's not one of those things.
You got other issues if the season starts off really bad that you've got to fix before, you know, you talk about a rookie. But, you know, that's still, you know, a little bit of a downer. You know, you want to see that guy. Obviously, we wanted to see him in the California Classic, and he wasn't able to play there. But then, you know, we thought maybe we'd be able to see him in Vegas. And now the fact that you won't see him, let's say, 6 to 8 months. That's 6 to 8 months. What are we in, July? That is potentially the first of the year.
Yeah, around that time.
So
Gilbert M in the chat says that he's a little concerned. It's like a bad sign they starting career with shoulder surgery. Are you concerned at all that he's kind of just starting behind already?
Not necessarily. Oops, didn't want to do that. Not necessarily. I feel like with the shoulder surgery, like, they'll be able to get that's done, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll be able to work through that. Go in there, get the operation, boom, we're good. He'll be able to be good moving forward. Like, with the shoulder and with everything else like that, I don't think it's something that'll linger on. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's going to be an issue with him moving on. To my understanding, and especially with it being the left shoulder, go in there, get the operation done, get it fixed, and get it out the way now so you can have your career, and it shouldn't be something that lingers around. Speaking of surgery, man, I want to give a shout out to my man Jay Cliff. Jay Cliff, big listener of the show, big supporter of the show. And I played on his basketball team in West Sac, and I was gone this past weekend. They had the championship game. My boy Jay Cliff popped his Achilles in that game, man. So, dang. Man, I hated to hear that. I don't even know if they won the game or not. I didn't even care about that, man. I just hated to hear that from my boy Jay Cliff. And, yeah, get well soon. Take care. Also, Jay Cliff, we don't need too many descriptive texts of what happened with your Achilles. I mean, he was just saying, yeah, the bone was still attached and it was rolled up in my mouth. I was like, all right, bro, all right.
Yeah, that's a lot. All right, that's all a lot. Right. That's a lot.
Like, chill. All right, but damn, man. But yeah, Jay Cliff, man, he's in the Matthews Mattress Chatty House often. I saw him in here earlier today. I don't know if he's still here, man, but get well soon to my man Jay Cliff for sure. And then, get well soon to Devin Carter. Yeah, I'm anxious to see him on the defensive end. I think he can cause havoc. And there's a part of me that believes that him and Keon together could just be menace. And then you talk about Jordan McLaughlin. If they're ever playing all at the same time, which we mapped out earlier, I don't know how often that's going to happen because you want Fox, DeRozan, or Monk in at all times. But it could be pests out there on the defensive end.
How many times have we said that in the last few years about Kings or any players?
Never. Just when Keon came around.
Yeah. Monty's been cooking that way.
No, Monty does one more thing. He might need the extension right now.
I think I'm slowly talking myself out of Kuzma too now.
Yeah,
I think that's too much. Maybe
I feel like the move might be Finney Smith.
Maybe. Finney Smith or a guy like Cam Johnson.
I mean,
just to kind of round it out.
I don't want to dismiss Cam Johnson because that's one of my favorites. But I almost feel the same way that about Kuz about Cam. Like, would he fit if he needed to? I don't know if he needs to, but if he needed to, would he come off the bench? Would he be good with that? If he is, and he just wants to be...
Cam's a small forward, right?
Small forward, yeah.
See,
could maybe a 3-4 in certain situations.
I don't know. I'm just not on board yet with Malik starting yet. Mm. Not on board yet. I think we could do better coming off the bench as a six man.
I'm ready. Let's go. Let's go, Kentucky Connection. Let's get it popping, baby. Let's get it popping with my man Jason Jones, man. A little J Street Vibes reunion. He's going to be joining us when we return. Right here on D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, Sacramento's number one sports station.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Bow, bow, bow. Jesse, stop being disrespectful.
I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just finding solutions.
I feel like the league is being disrespectful to Zach LaVine.
They're not. They
treating him like he's some kind of bum. Because of his contract. He ain't no bum.
Well, not because he doesn't play much either.
Leezy in the Matthews Mattress Chatty House asked, do I think Zach LaVine is going to the Lakers? And I mean,
Shanghai Sharks.
Come on, man. Don't do that.
He's not going to get. I don't even know if he gets traded this offseason, though.
I don't think he does get traded this offseason.
No, yeah, he does. He's going to go to the Lakers. They're going to be desperate. LeBron's going to go up to Jeannie Buss. Hey, I think we can do this.
They are kind of desperate. A lot of people got upset with the fact that, like on Around the Horn, they were talking about what the movement said about the Lakers. Not being able to get DeMar DeRozan, they're like, why we always got to bring in the Lakers?
Courtney Cronin talking about him.
Yeah, that I mean, look, that is a story that everybody keeps saying no to the Lakers. They got no cachet anymore.
We'll call it,
matter of fact, they're saying no to LeBron too. That's the crazy thing about it.
People don't want to play with LeBron, I guess.
They need to stop.
But with that clip too, like I don't know, like, is Around the Horn really that tapped in with the Kings?
No.
Like, of course they're going to say that. Like, absolutely. They can't talk about the Kings.
No, they can't. They can't talk about what it does. The people who do watch the Kings, like a Tim Legler, I saw a little bit of what Trista was talking about. They like the trade for the Kings. They like it as is. They like the squad as is. I think Tim Legler said they top four team. You know, with Zach LaVine. Or
Legler likes it, then I love it. Yeah. That's the one guy at ESPN they haven't gotten to yet.
Yeah, man.
Stay strong, Legs.
What's his name? Like the two, my man. What's the coach's name? Used to be in Toronto, Casey.
Dwayne Casey.
He liked the trade too. He said they getting a dog. You know what I mean? Like this, I'm preparing myself right now for nothing else to happen. I know Monty's trying. I know they're going to be active and all this other stuff, but I'm preparing myself for nothing else to happen. And if that's the case, I still think they're perfectly fine.
I think something else happens, but I don't think it's something big. Like I said, he'll just add depth at the fourth spot or something like that.
I liked KJ Martin. I like the idea of KJ Martin.
That was Kyle's guy earlier, I think he was talking about.
Yeah, I like the idea of KJ Martin. I think taking a chance on that guy. Do you think that's a real thing? Like I continue to bring up with Jaden McDaniels and KJ Martin, that Mike Brown could take some of these guys and mold them into the defender that he wants them to be?
Yeah, I think it's possible. I mean, he kind of did that. I'll give Keon Ellis like himself credit, but like I feel like he kind of did that with Keon Ellis.
Good point.
Like the Kings now are developing guys a bit. Like Keon Ellis is the one where you kind of point to the most, but I feel like they've gotten better at that. Mm. Where guys, the guys like they're not where they want to be and all that. Like you're not one of the best teams in the league developing players and all that. But now it's just more so like guys are coming out of Stockton, like you're able to develop a lot more. So I think it's possible now more than it was a couple years ago.
Gilbert M and the Matthews Mattress Chatty House. We tried that with KZ. That's true. KZ got hurt though too. I don't know if he would have made the team at all the next year. But didn't he like tear his ACL or something like that in training camp?
Yeah, but these guys are already in the NBA too.
Right.
Like KZ, you were trying to get in and stuff like that. Like McDaniels, like they don't play much, but they've been around.
Right. Yeah, that's for sure, man. So, I really look at this team without any other moves. I'm with you. I think they're on par with Dallas. You know what I mean? I think they're slightly below. I think Minnesota is going to be the number one seed next year. I think Minnesota is going to be like really, really good.
I'm sticking with OKC. Mm. Right now, OKC is my pick to get out the West this next season. Mm. I really like what they've done.
They got Hartenstein. They got Caruso. They made moves. They made moves, man. They got Jason Jones. This is your guy, Alex Caruso. He's now an OKC Thunder.
Damn shame. I'll never forgive Rob Pelinka for letting that happen. Let the GOAT get away.
The GOAT. Jason Jones of The Athletic here. Another a J Street Vibes reunion. It's just me and Jason today, man. So, you know, we back
no,
at it.
No Ricky Starks this episode.
Ricky Starks. We were just talking a little bit, just going around the league, talking about the Kings and everything. We'll talk about DeRozan going to the Kings. That's been the main theme for the day. But I want to ask you about the whole Lakers situation. Because, like, the lady, I forgot her name, Courtney Cronin or something like that on Above the Horn, they asked her about DeRozan going to the Kings, and she's like, oh, yeah, that's da-da-da-da. But it really says is, you know, says something that he didn't go to the Lakers, and the Lakers keep striking out and all this other stuff. Do you think that that's what's going on here, that the Lakers keep striking out? And if so, like, why do you think that is? Is it Genie? Is it Rob? Is it LeBron? Like, what's the issue with them not being able to get these free agents?
Well, I don't get the sense they were really ever in on DeRozan.
I didn't think they had enough money for DeRozan.
Yeah. So, I mean, they couldn't pay anybody $25 million if that was the asking price. And I think there's this perception amongst, especially amongst media who really aren't around L.A. or California, that the Lakers, like, almost like it's baseball and you just have unlimited money. You can go over after you want. Mm. I mean, I don't – not once did I ever think going into the offseason – the Lakers are going to make a play for DeMar DeRozan. And even with that, I don't think that's a great fit for them. Mm. I mean, people talk about fit and that just made no sense given the way the roster is now, especially once D'Angelo opts back in. Mm-hmm. You know, I just, yeah. It's a weird obsession that people will hear a transaction that's somehow related to the Lakers no matter what. I'm like, what do the Lakers have to do with this?
You think that's a Lakers thing or a LeBron thing right now?
I think it's a mixture of both. Mm-hmm. I think it's a mixture of both. I think a lot of it is a Lakers thing. But you look at it, outside of LeBron, the last major guy they got was, what, Shaq?
Mm. Yeah. I mean, they retained Kobe a bunch of times. I remember in those last Kobe
everybody
years.
Everybody else was in trades. And, yeah, I mean – like I said, this is not basketball. Is not like baseball where you can go out and get whoever you want.
Right.
So that was just a weird thing. Like it says more about the Lakers. Like what does it say? I mean, no. What does it say? Hmm. I don't know. That was just a very
that
weird.
They don't have cap space. That's what it says.
Yeah, that was just a very weird parallel to make. It's like, oh, screw Sacramento. What it really says is the Lakers didn't do anything. It's like what? Yeah, I think sometimes, especially amongst like national media, they have a tendency to make teams like the Lakers and the Cowboys and the Yankees and the Dodgers part of a discourse they were never even part of.
Mm.
I mean, I haven't seen one credible report where it says it came down to the Lakers and the Kings.
Nah, it was always the Clippers and the Kings.
Just to even throw that out is just weird.
Right, and it also goes back to – and I don't mean to disparage this young lady at all or anything, but I mean, how many Kings games do you think she watched? She probably can't name four players on the Kings. Probably right, De'Aaron thought, yeah. And Sabonis, and that's it.
Probably says De'Aaron, Sabonis, Chris Webber.
Right. De'Aaron, Sabonis. They got Tiny Archibald, too, so it's a logjam at the point guard spot.
Rick Adelman's done a great job with that squad the last couple of years.
Yeah, man. Do you think the Lakers end up with Zach LaVine?
As a fan, I kind of hope not.
You out on Zach LaVine, too? Jesse just tried to send him to China.
For the salary and the injury history, I just have questions. Like, is he healthy? Is he ever going to be? Like, when's the last – when's the last time you had a healthy Zach LaVine season?
2 years ago when they were like the fifth seed. They cooked. He was an all-star. That's when him and DeMar were cooking. Wasn't that long ago.
It feels like it's been 10 years. It feels like it was Minnesota.
Oh, damn.
I wonder what you would have to give up to get him. And, you know,
it feels
you
like get him nothing. Like, it feels like just be willing to take on the contract. That's what it seems like.
And the problem, if you're the Lakers, you have, that means you got to give up probably something you like to take on that contract.
Mm.
Now, if they had cap space, you could bring them on for relatively nothing. That'd be great. But, yeah, I mean, I'm all for the Zach LaVine talent. It's just how do you get him?
Well, enough for the third best team in California. Let's talk about probably the best team in the state. It is what it is. It is what it is, Jason. The best team in the state. The Clippers are on their way down.
We're ranking teams in July?
The Clippers are on their way down. The Warriors, they're definitely on their way down. Unless you're talking to Monty Poole, then, you know, they're higher than you think. And then, you know, we just talked about the Lakers. Who knows what's going on with them. Let's talk about the Sacramento Kings. DeMar DeRozan. They not like us. They're nothing like us, as Vivek would say. He's here. He's here in Sacramento. Your thoughts on the Kings' acquisition of DeMar DeRozan?
My first thought is I need to get a hold of DeMar and tell him whose side you really on.
Well, yeah, like I told Jesse, hey, I'm the most unbiased person in this whole thing. I like Drake. I like Kendrick Lamar. I enjoy both of their
bars
music.
This season, though, just to keep you go have Kendrick bars.
Nah, I don't think. Well, I can't do a Kendrick imitation. I could do a Drake. Like Drake is easy to pick out with how he raps and he gets emotional and stuff like that. I don't think I could do that with Kendrick. I can't do that. No Kendrick.
You gotta start practicing.
I better start practicing. But DeMar, no, I got love for DeMar. Allegedly, had love for both of them. I mean, video surface from him. Talking about how much he loved Drake, and then he shows up in the video. That was a little bizarre, but that's neither here nor there. But I got love for both of those guys, man. Hey, family matters. Not like us, you know. Euphoria, salute. They gave us great side. I'm the only unbiased one around here.
I'm riding with the home team no matter what. Yeah, I mean. Just in terms of, I think if you to be able to get DeMar, basically to swap out DeMar DeRozan for Harrison Barnes, you got, you know, that's a win for the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to get him on a, you know, some people were saying, well, my God, 25 mil. You got to also take into account today's NBA market.
Mm-hmm.
That's half of what like Steph or LeBron or like Giannis make.
Right.
So 25 mil is a lot of money, but in the big scheme of things, it's not the craziest contract in the world. Gives you another guy who late in games who can go get a bucket.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, I'm curious to see how three guys who excel so well in that, you know, 15 to 18 foot or high, you know, how you're going to make that work. I mean, that's a legit question. I'd love them to see what they're going to do, how they're going to make those pieces fit. Then if you throw Malik in there, you got three, four guys who are used to having the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some definite things that I'm going to be curious about, but you always take the talent and figure that out later.
Yeah.
You don't ever say, well, because of what might happen, I won't make a move. Right. You get the players and then you say, you know what, let's see what happens. And then you got to think about this. Odds are somebody will get hurt during an 82 game season.
Mm.
And you're going to, you know, it's better to have more good players than less good players.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not, you know, the reaction to DeMar has been kind of weird. I've seen it all over the place. I think some people are way too happy, you know, and then people are way too angry.
That's me. That's not me. The angry is not
or way too down on it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this kind of the range of emotions I saw was just comical to watch. And then, of course, I'm hardly ever on Twitter really for like actual real work. But I love the, oh, you're just mad he didn't go to the Lakers. I was like, what did I do? I'm like, hold up. What did I do? You over here calling my colleague scrub.
Well,
I'm like, man,
I mean, hey, man, he's talking crazy, man. He's talking crazy. You know what I mean? Like I said, I left him alone. I turned my attention towards Gil for a second today. And now I'm good. Yeah. I'm good.
I was a little mad at Gil because I know some beautiful women in Sacramento.
Yeah, what's he talking about?
Didn't he meet one of his women? Isn't she from Sacramento or something like that?
Yeah, his main squeeze is from, his former main squeeze, Gloria was. Or no, that's Laura. Laura Govan.
Yeah. I guess part of it is too with someone like I don't take anything Gilbert says seriously. Like I wouldn't tune on Gilbert's podcast for like a serious take on anything. I mean, my man says you like small cities and he named Chicago. So clearly he's, you know, I mean, I can't, I don't take him. So I can't even get worked up or annoyed with him. I'm like, this Gilbert being Gilbert.
Hey, I'll say what I said earlier. I'll say it again. You don't have to speak on it, Jay. You don't have to speak on it, but I'll say it. Gilbert Arenas, like I said, I'm not going to disrespect that man. He made a lot of money. He played in the NBA for a long time. He's a very talented player in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a loser. When we're talking about the NBA, since maybe he won in life, I'm not going to – he got great kids. He's got money to support him or whatever. He may have won in life, but in the NBA – Gilbert was a loser in the NBA. He was nothing but a talent.
Call him a loser.
What did he ever win? The only
a lot of guys who ain't never won.
But see, that's what I said. You cannot win and not be a loser. Like, but Gilbert's mentality is what made him a loser. He didn't care about. He the same guy said, "I'd trade in $50 million for a championship." He's like, "Would you take a championship or $50 million?" He's like, "I'm taking $50 million."
Well, I agree.
I disagree. If you got a $200 million contract, and they say, "Hey, for an extra $50 million, you don't ever win, or you can stay at $200 million and get a chip," I'd take the chip.
Well, now you're saying $200 million versus a chip.
That's what he was talking about. That's what he was like. He was like, "In the money that you've made, if they said like take $50 million off of that, and you could have a chip." Or keep 50 or something like that. He's like, "I'm keeping the 50. I'm taking the money." All right, Gil.
And I venture to think more guys than you think would agree with that.
I agree with you.
I don't think that makes him a loser. It means he wants the money.
Well, he's just a loser. Okay. NBA-wise, he's just a loser. The only time we've seen him in a winning situation, baby LeBron tapped on his chest a little bit, and Gilbert was shook. Baby LeBron, like I said,
that's not even my favorite Gilbert Arenas shook story though.
Uh-oh, what you got?
The one he's told it. The one where it came out that Shaq was texting his ex.
I didn't know. Nice.
And he's at the free throw line, and these like little kids started teasing him about it. He said, "Man, he missed the whole rim damn near on that free throw."
Not the little kids teasing him.
Yeah, I mean the clip is out there. Yeah, you know he was like. They were just like just heckling him because like, "Oh, Shaq got at your woman." Yeah, he's told the story. Yeah, that's my favorite Gilbert Arenas being shook story.
That is hilarious. Yeah, and I said,
shout out to all the beautiful non-ugly people in Sacramento.
And he got that stat wrong as well. And it's an old stat when he said the ugliest people in the country are in Sacramento. That was from like 5-6 years ago, and Sacramento was second. Baltimore was first. And I actually disagree with both of them. I've seen a lot of lovely people in Baltimore, seen a lot of lovely people in Sacramento. I don't know who came up with this study.
Hey, for what it's worth, I've never dumped on Sacramento like that, but hey, I'm still a hater, right? I'm still a hater. Yeah, that was wild when he went into the ugly people. I was like, dang.
No, he was hurt.
That's just a hell of an angle to take. Why did you go there? The people are ugly. It's like, what? I'm like, okay. And that's like I said, and you look at who's talking, like Rashad McCants. Like you can't take that panel seriously.
Nah. I seen Josiah out here the other day, or a couple weeks ago, I say. He was at one of these AAU tournaments or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he'd been a sack. He knew it's going down. Well, I don't know where he frequents when he comes to sack.
Yeah, but he wasn't the one talking. That was Agent Zero.
Yeah, he just and Brandon said a couple things. Brandon, we got mutual people. So I ain't gonna say nothing about Brandon because we got mutual people that we associate with, and those are my people. I don't want to say nothing about their people, so I'm gonna just let that be. But don't do that, Brandon. Don't do that.
I think we should be, I mean, especially in 2024 with technology, I mean, we should be well past the, that city is small, you can't have fun. Now, I just kind of figure it's not like 1988.
No.
It's not 19. Yeah, I mean, we're past the Sacramento, you know, I just had a great time with a man in Sacramento. So, I mean, but then again, I'm a little different. I've worked out there for, you know, many years. I don't see the city that maybe other people do. I know every at least once a year, some beat writer from my company gets online and calls Sacramento the worst road spot in the league. Which
I'm just waiting for. It's still early in the summer. I'm waiting for that. For that,
I vehemently disagree. Am I, so y'all like Oklahoma City?
That's what I say. I don't want to. I've never been to Oklahoma City, so I don't want to say nothing crazy about it. But it doesn't seem like the funnest spot.
It's Oklahoma City. I mean, like I said, I don't get it. You know, they're the few road spots like outside. I've never been to Disney World, but when I've gone to Orlando, I've never been like, well, hey, I'm on Orlando. I'm like,
Orlando reminds me of Sacramento.
My favorite part of Orlando was going to the outlets.
Well,
I mean, I don't want to make let's take shots at every other city, but I mean, to say Sacramento was the worst, man. There's some cities where I'm like, if the job had told me you can skip this part of the trip, I'd have been like, cool, all right, let's skip it, let's go. You know, Detroit got better when they moved the arena from Auburn Hills to actual Detroit.
Yeah, downtown Little Caesars.
And I was like, my God, this is terrible.
Drew Down brings up a good point. Well, I don't want to say this is a good point, but because he says Cleveland is horrible. I'm not going to co-sign that, but Cleveland can't be popping.
See, I got family out that way, so. Ooh. But I can understand, yeah. You know, but everybody can't be L.A., Toronto, New York, Miami. But see, like for me being from California, Miami's no big deal.
I've never been to Miami.
Miami's no big deal to me. But other riders were like, oh, we're going to Miami. I'm like, okay, we're going to Miami. Nice weather, but okay. I grew up in Southern California. Whoop-dee. Yeah, Miami.
Yeah.
You know, there's people from the Midwest who have no problem going to Milwaukee. I seem to always get Milwaukee when it was 10 degrees.
And look, the way you feel about Miami is apparently how DeMar DeRozan felt about Miami, because they were allegedly, you know, engaged in talks or they were interested or whatever, and DeMar decided to come back to California while they played Not Like Us as he walked through the tunnel, and he's a Sacramento King. And
Miami's the real team that everyone that's supposed to be getting everybody but never gets them.
They never get anybody. Didn't
that's the real Miami was going to get it. Miami was going to get Dame. They was going to get all these people, and they got, I don't know who they got.
Didn't Caleb Martin say like, oh man, I went to Philly because I wanted to, you know, be just with this winning organization? It's like, sir, you're with the Heat. What are we talking about?
Man, you can't believe what these guys say at press conferences. I mean, you hear all types of lies. Guys be like, I took this deal because I wanted to be. I'm like, no, the money wasn't out there, homie. It's okay. I mean, you know, remember Paul George was going to retire at Clipper until the Clippers was like, we're not giving you that Kawhi deal.
And he said, I'm out. I'm going to go to Philly.
Yeah, he's like, I guess I'll retire a Sixer. I mean, I ain't mad at him either.
Yeah, well, you know, he wanted the same money as Kawhi, and somebody else was offering it. And, you know,
and they were like, no, we'll give you this. You can't have Kawhi money. And I can understand that frustration. He's like, man, I actually been playing. I play way more games than that dude, and y'all committed to him. No, blank.
I didn't think twice. I like Kawhi, but I would have made him sweat it out as opposed to Paul George.
Huh? Yeah, Kawhi runs that organization, though.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. Hey, I want to ask you. I've been asking a couple different people this, and I just need the confirmation that I'm on the right track. So I'm gonna need you to feel the same way. Matter of fact, I'm gonna need you to agree with me. Okay, I said DeMar DeRozan, 34 years old, going into his 35th year old or 35. Year.
You mean 35, not his 35th season.
Hopefully. Yeah, not his 35th season. His 35th year on Earth. His 35th season on Earth. Yeah, he's going into that. But he's going to be 35 when the season starts. I've been saying him going to the Kings is giving me vibes of when Paul Pierce went to the Wizards. And Paul Pierce, at that point, he was 37. And it's not like he tore the world on fire. He averaged 12 points a game. But he gave them just a little extra pep in their step. He gave them a little extra confidence. He gave them experience, big game experience, big moment experience. We all remember him hitting that game winner, I think, against Brooklyn in the playoffs and people going crazy. They still had John Wall. They still had Bradley Beal. But it was something about what Paul Pierce brought to that team that helped elevate them for that year he was on the team. I thought he was on there more, but it was only a year. And I feel like DeMar may end up being a better version of that. The Wizards weren't a championship team or nothing like that, but they were a good team. I think they ended up like maybe a top four, top five team, won a round in the playoffs, had a moment in that second round. I feel like DeMar can be a better version of what Paul Pierce was when he went to Washington.
That's a fair comp. I mean, it's not too far off. I mean, I think DeMar is probably at this age a better player than Paul was at that stage. Mm-hmm. But I think in terms of everyone talks about bringing in, you know, guys who are professionals, guys who can maybe help younger guys, help set an example. You know, I think, you know, DeMar can still play at a high level. And he can he'll definitely help with winning. So, I mean, that's a fair comp. I mean, like I said, if I would have went off of social media, I would have thought they had signed. You know, this would have been like LeBron made the decision.
Don't do that.
You know, so some of your people were wilding.
Hey, me and Jesse didn't get into this one, but you could. It's probably the biggest free agent signing in the history of the Sacramento franchise. Now,
I would disagree on a couple of fronts. I would still put Vlade and I would still put Brad ahead of them because they were still in their prime. They were still okay. Younger prime type players.
Okay. I hear you on that.
I would, you know, especially Brad, because how many All-Star games did Brad make after he got to Sacramento?
What do you mean? Was he a two-time All-Star, I think?
I think he made like two at least.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't, you know, not to dump on my homie from Compton, but I don't think DeMar is going to be a two- or three-time All-Star.
No, that's fair.
I think Brad still had good years ahead of him or like peak type years. Mm-hmm. So that's why I would put Brad ahead of him.
Brad is a sneaky one because that was a good free agent signing.
Yeah, and I mean, remember, he committed to the Kings when they still had Vlade.
Yeah, that's like, a sneaky good one.
Yeah, so I would put Brad, because I just think in terms of where he was in his career, Brad probably had more to give you at that point. You know, but, you know, in terms of accomplishments, DeMar's right up there. I just think if you're going to rank them, I would probably put Brad ahead of him. And, you know, and then in terms of just overall changing the, you know, Vlade came to the team when the team wasn't good.
So that's where I put in. It makes me think about DeMar over Vlade, because the outcome of what you got from Vlade is one of the best moments this franchise, maybe the best moment the franchise has ever seen. But at the time of the signing, it was just another random signing, at least to the fans. Like maybe Petrie had a plan and all this other stuff, but it was a bad team who just signed this random player in Vlade Divac, no expectations. With DeMar,
well, I wouldn't say he was a random player.
Well, he was a little better than that, but you get what I'm saying?
He was one of the better centers in the NBA.
Absolutely. But nobody here expected it to lead to something, right? DeMar.
Well, I don't think. Yeah.
DeMar is a guy that they.
Self led to anything, but I think you look at he ended up being the glue of what became what it became.
Absolutely.
And I still think you're not going to be asking DeMar to do that.
No, you're not. But this is what I say about DeMar, though, and this signing is the Kings. Whether it's true or not, they feel like they're going places. They feel like they're on the upswing, and they need somebody to elevate them and take them to the next level. They haven't been in that situation and gotten a guy like that until now. You bringing up Brad Miller, that's a good comp, because they were good when Brad got there, and they were probably trying to elevate. So that's a good one. I forgot about Brad. But I think that's the difference between DeMar and Vlade. Vlade, at the time, they didn't feel like they were on the upswing of – you know, trying to elevate to, you know, fringe contender status. They feel that way right now with DeMar.
I think Jeff felt that way.
That's what I'm saying. Jeff might have, but the fan base
did. I mean, if you're comparing, like, public expectations versus what the team expected, I know Jeff figured, I get Vlade, I got this guy named Webb who's really good. You know, I think Jeff saw that as a elevation to the next level. I think the team in each of those three cases were in different spaces, different levels, you know. And like I said, you know, I just think, you know, because I was joking with somebody over the weekend, really the most accomplished free agent they ever got was Vince Carter. But Vince was 40.
Yeah, Vince was.
I mean, it's about accomplished.
Vince
it was
going
Vince.
Around on his rocking chair tour at that point. Like
yeah, you know, but I think in terms, I think DeMar is up there because, you know, in terms of the impact he will have, it's just hard, for, you know, when I make the comp, knowing DeMar will be 35, and I don't know how old Brad was. I'm pretty sure Brad wasn't 35.
Yeah, I think he was under 30, I think.
To me, that's the difference, and that's no knock on DeMar, even though he played. He went to, I mean, I've actually talked and joked him about that. He played for a rival high school for my league, so.
Rival high school in your league. Brad from L.A.?
No, DeMar, not Brad.
Oh, DeMar. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, not Brad. Brad
they're the Tar Babes, right?
He went to the Compton Tar Babes, you know. He the reason why after I was out of high school for a few years, all of a sudden Compton was beating, could beat Poly. We had a nice conversation about that one day. Me, him, and DeMarcus Cousins at Summer League.
Oh, man.
Just in the stands talking. And I said, and DeMarcus had no idea they were the Compton Tar Babes. And he's like, what what? No one ever guesses that. And they always get the reason why that's the name wrong. But, you know, hey,
what's the reason? I don't even know the reason.
Compton College are the Tartars. So you had Compton College, and they were like the mini. They're still the most jacked up, most craziest mascot in high school sports. But
just be the Eagles.
I'll be sure if I get a chance to rap with DeMar again. You know,
just be the Compton Lions.
too late. There's people who are entrenched in that who were like, you will not change the name because that's what they came up on. You know, but. But even in talking to DeMar over the years, I always knew how much he loved California, how much he loved Compton to this day. Mm-hmm. You know, so the fact that he would be in the video and all that, you know, it all lines up. So, I mean, I'm glad he gets to, you know, by being a king, he gets, what, 50-something games in California?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, you get your home games, you get your Warrior games, your Clipper game, your Laker games, and then you got family in L.A. Phoenix is a quick flight.
I heard he got family here.
Oh, yeah. So,
I don't know how close.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's like first or second cousins or what. I don't know. But
I mean some family. Either way, a good chunk of his family is a Southwest flight away.
Absolutely.
You know, so, I mean, I think it's always a cool story where a guy can, you know, get a chance to play if it's not at home, close to home. And like I said, with technology, flights and everything, he's really not that far from home.
Well, he can go home on an off day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's yeah, yeah. You know, I knew guys in the NFL would do that who play in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
They'd go to L.A. on the, you know, if off day was Tuesday,
yeah.
They'd leave on Monday, come back either Tuesday night or early Wednesday morning, depending on what time meetings were.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a good thing for the Kings, good for the fans, good to see the fans happy.
Yes.
I mean, how many off seasons have we seen them go, oh, let me get myself gassed up for this decision and try to convince themselves they were really excited about
George Hill. Leave George Hill out of this.
Hey, man, George Hill wasn't a bad thing. No, I wasn't even thinking about George Hill. Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about
who
that.
Who were you thinking about? Who came to mind?
I'm thinking about some of those, like I said, some of those years where the guy might be like a Dwayne Dedman or a guy like, you know, where you're trying to be like, okay, or remember, or, you know, we got Marco Bellinelli. Yeah. You know, trying
Marco
to get yourself.
He couldn't hit the broad side of the barn here in Sacramento. Guy was like a 77% 3-point shooter when he got here. Couldn't hit nothing when he got
here.
He
was a Hall of Fame 3-point shooter in San Antonio. He came here and started playing ISO ball. It was the weirdest thing. He was like, what are you doing?
I couldn't believe that when I saw it. I was like, this guy can't hit anything.
Wow. And I said, watch him leave here and like start making threes again.
It's crazy.
Yeah, So, but I mean, just in terms of you know, you kept Malik.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you brought to, you know, I think it. You know, I understand the excitement. You know, like I said, this is to be a very dreadful time for Kings fans because you say we're not getting anybody. Mm-hmm. No one wants to be here, and if they want to come here, you have to question their motives because they're probably getting their last payday before they're out the league.
Mm.
And I don't think there's that feeling anymore, at least not right now. And that's the reason to be excited, I think. I think, you know, you're going into a season, even though, no, we're still in the off season. You're going into the season, you know, when training camp rolls around in September, there will be legit optimism that's not like, oh, my God, we just hope we're not, you know, I don't know. We just want to be in the top 10. Like, you're going to go into the season saying, yeah, we legit, you know, after, you know, what two now, a couple of seasons ago, instead of just bringing back the status quo, we actually went out and did some things to try to upgrade. And I'll never fault a team for trying to win.
Yeah.
Some people say, well, you know, well, you look at the numbers and the analytics. No, try to win, you know. Because I think somebody was killing the Kings over a 2031 pick swap.
Yeah.
Why do you care what's going to happen with Sabonis is 35?
Yeah, they've been on that. To Spurs, they really got over on them getting that 2031. All right. So, like I said earlier,
what if they have the same record?
Right. I said like this. If Monty would have came out today and said, you know, we had the deal done, but we just didn't want to give up that 2031 pick swap. Goodbye. Goodbye, Monty. Please. What are we talking about?
And really, how often do pick swaps turn into like a superstar? Like, the Pelicans have been waiting for this pick swap with the Lakers to turn into some grand thing.
Isn't I shouldn't say the only one, but isn't one of the only ones the Kings? Wasn't that Tatum? Or no, it was the next year. Was it Luka?
No, it wasn't Luka. It was, I think it was Fox. I can't remember which one it was.
Yeah.
One of them where they did, you know, where the pick swap happened. But it wasn't like they went from like 2 to 18.
No. Yeah, they were able to survive it.
Yeah, so I mean, worrying about what might happen in 2031. You know, when Victor Wembanyama is running the NBA, and so now the Kings have to pick 29th instead
of him versus Cooper Flagg.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's
– he low-key had AD in hell a little bit.
No, I haven't seen anything from it, so. I mean,
Cooper can play.
Cooper's going to be one of them ones, but – I haven't watched any summer league-esque basketball at all.
Oh, they said tomorrow, USA versus Canada. You going to be out there? You going to the game?
Yeah, I'll be out there. I'm leaving tonight, yeah. But I really have – maybe I'll see if they'll slide me a credential and I'll go check it out. But I'm planning to get into Vegas, you know, go by the Raider Image store, get you some stuff and bring back for
that,
you.
That would not be necessary.
Yeah, I mean, you already told me what size you need. So you can get the whole family.
You can go to the Aces store, you know, because those are my girls. You can go to the Aces. There's no need to go to the Raider Image store.
Yeah, but, I mean, why get one? We can have both of them, you know.
I don't need either one of them.
I got the text message. We're getting the whole family outfitted with Raider gear, you know.
Not at all, sir.
I'm going to go buy the little cigar outlet, give me a couple of cigars, you know, so we can have them ready for the Raider victory party next year, you know.
Stop. We know that ain't happening. Y'all trying to get Shador. That's what y'all doing. Y'all getting Shador. That's what's happening now, man. So, Jason Jones of The Athletic, man. Appreciate you, Jay.
I'll see you when I get back from Hot Vegas.
All right, man. Stay cool out there. All right, man. Hey, shout out to everybody, man, who pulled up on us today, man. Shout out to Jason Jones. Shout out to Will Z. Shout out to Trista Quick. Shout out to the Sacramento Kings, the DeMar DeRozan press conference, my man Jesse Tapia. We're going to be back here tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. with the Insiders. And then we'll be back with D'Lo and KC after that. I'm going to see y'all tomorrow. Vamos, Republic. Let's go. We up out of here. Peace.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.